John Sargent, grant manager with the City of Bethel. We call it the Sewer Lagoon Rehabilitation Project, and there's two parts to the project. One is the repairing the jetty, which juts out where the sewer lagoon trucks deposit what they have in their truck into the lagoon. And the other part is the dredging part, dredging in the baffle replacement.
The problem with the jetty? It's slowly sinking into the sewer lagoon itself.
So the pilings, the sheet pile is failing, and it needs to be replaced to continue to support the heavy weight of the trucks.
Sargent says the jetty probably started sinking before anybody noticed it, but the city was only able to get an assessment done 2 years ago.
The reason we got funding for this project is to put the lagoon back together the way it was originally designed. It's not working right now the way it is.
According to Sargent, the baffles in the lagoon were originally designed to direct the water flow to aid decomposition. That flow takes the sewage from where it was deposited from one section or cell, as it's called, to the release point.
The Department of Environmental Conservation has certain testing areas where they want us to test it. We test it right when we release it, and then we test it downstream, I think one or two other spots, and compare those test results year after year.
Why is this important now?
The lagoon is filled up to the point where it was getting dangerous. If it broke, it would have been a disaster for Bethel Heights.
That's City Manager Pete Williams.
We've got to the point where we're ready to, we've put the bid out to dredge the lagoon.
The jetty repair portion of the project, Williams says, should be ready to bid on shortly. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.